You're listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast, episode number 35.
When something goes wrong in your life, just yell plot twist and move on.
Welcome to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast, stories of vibrant women living happy lives. And now your host, Jen Riday.
Hey there, welcome to Vibrant Happy Women. I'm Dr. Jen Riday. On our last episode, I spoke with Lauren Grootman about how to stop overspending. She shared her story of being $40,000 in debt and then having to come clean to her husband. If you haven't heard that one already, be sure to do so and share it with those who might benefit. Today, I'll be talking with Judy Sway all about finding your path of healing and transformation. Now, the keywords are your path. Judy is amazing at living the life she wants, and you're going to find this episode really inspiring. So we will go ahead and jump in and get started. Welcome to Vibrant Happy Women. I'm Jen Riday, your host, and today I'll be talking with Judy Sway, who moved from Hawaii to pursue van living with her little Ohana family, and she's the proud mama of an almost two-year-old named Wilder Love Fox. I love that name. So unique. They're currently in Idaho on the way to Austin, Texas to possibly plant roots for a little while. And along the way, while traveling, she authored a highly reviewed book, Meditations for Mamas, You Deserve to Feel Good. And it's available on Amazon. Judy also offers nurturing coaching programs for new mamas in the form of mini retreats you can do from the comfort of home, as well as one-on-one support in the fourth trimester so you can thrive and find your identities again as a new mama. And we all know that can be really challenging when you're a new mom. So welcome to the show, Judy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. So you're on the way to Austin. You're in your van. So where are you doing this this interview from? That's so interesting.
Well, right now we're in Sandpoint, Idaho, which surprisingly looks a lot like Kauai. There's like clear waters, there's mountainous ranges. My husband had lived here for a few years. And so as we were traveling around, we decided to stop here. And so, you know, we're just kind of meandering wherever we're feeling called to next. And it looks like Austin and maybe even North Carolina is next. We're both originally kind of from California. So,
So I love the free-spirited type of living like that. I've never been able to do it, but I can't wait to hear about what you're doing and kind of live vicariously through you for the interview. Yeah. So, well, we'd love to start off our show with a quote. And what would you like to share with us for your favorite quote?
Well, thank you. One of them is super lighthearted. And I remember seeing this in a client's office. And it says, when something goes wrong in your life, just yell plot twist and move on. And as a writer, that just made a lot of sense to me. It's like, oh, yeah, because the challenges and the unexpected things that happen in our lives are usually where we find the richest material for growth or for writing or for whatever it might be. So that's one of them. And then I feel like a lot of the times, especially in this motherhood journey, we're just so plagued by doubt. We're in this huge transition. We don't know what's going to come next. And so one of my favorite quotes is from the poet Rainer Maria Rilke. And I just feel like he has such a beautiful way of addressing that. And he says, I beg you to have patience with everything unresolved in your heart and to try to love the questions themselves as if they were locked rooms or books written in a very foreign language. Don't search for the answers, which could not be given to you now because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything, live the questions now. Perhaps then, someday far in the future, you will gradually, without even noticing it, live your way into the answer.
Live your way into the answer. You know, I love your approach to life because you're just accepting all those plot twists and living, you know, so many of us try to control every aspect of it because we're afraid of what might be on the other side. But it seems like that's not an issue for you. Would that be right?
Well, I used to be the complete opposite. So I used to be a very like controlling, need to have everything in my life, you know, planned out. And, you know, this kind of goes to the low point that you had brought up. And I used to have an eating disorder. I suffered for over 15 years with bulimia and anorexia and compulsive exercising and any variation of that. And, you know, even more years tacked onto that with body image issues and everything. So I was very much in a controlling place. And I literally fled all the way to the other side of the world trying to run away from myself. You know, I started in California. I fled to South Carolina. I then fled to China, Shanghai and China, and I was an editor there. And by that point, my whole body was falling apart. You know, I stopped getting my period. My heart started to flutter. I just knew that everything, it had just reached like max capacity. Whoa. And so Yeah, just being in that point, I knew that I had two options. So I could either go back to California from where I moved originally and really dive into some therapy and get all of my stuff taken care of, or I could stay in Shanghai in what seemed like a plush job at the time and most likely die. Like, I truly feel like I was at the lowest point of my life at that point. And it wasn't an easy decision. It wasn't like I was like, yes, we're going to go back home and like get everything taken care of. So yeah, so I've had to, you know, practice a lot. I became a yoga teacher along the way. And, you know, the whole idea of yoga is practice, like just like therapy. It's, you know, the real therapy happens when you move out of the office with your therapist, and the real yoga happens beyond the four corners of your mat. And so by bringing all of those practices into living, I think that that's how we start to learn how to thrive.
So you were in Shanghai, you hit this low, and you knew you were very sick. So you went back to California to heal. Can you tell us more about that journey of healing?
Yeah. You know, I luckily found this intensive outpatient program in LA, and I had to move back in with my parents, which probably from like a big karmic cosmic kind of level was the exact right thing, because that's where all of my issues started, was in my family of origin. And so it really was an opportunity to dive really deep, because then I suddenly had more support than I'd ever had. However, you know, basically the intensive outpatient program was like a part-time job. So ironically, life really likes to do this to me. It really likes to create these like funny types of jokes. So during the day, I was working at a weight loss company, and then every evening, afternoon, I would go and deal with my eating disorder. So it was such this balance, this really odd dynamic that had been created. But it also created this pivotal moment where, you know, I just completely broke down one day. I was interviewing all of these, the company that I worked for had distributors. And so because of the age that I was at the time, I was about 26. They wanted me to write to appeal to that demographic. So this one day, I was assigned all of these articles with people who are thriving in their lives based on the products that they were using. And, you know, they were telling me that they had wealth like they'd never had before. They found the love that they never had before. They had the families they wanted. They had the bodies that they wanted. So I was doing these interviews back to back. And then I finally got to my eating disorder therapy program, and I just broke down. And I just felt so far away from my dreams. I just didn't ever believe that I could get to them. So I was doing this program, you know, I did it for about a year. I did individual counseling for probably 6 to 7 years after that. And along the way, I really tried to explore every single healing modality that there was. And that ranged from like hypnotherapy to yoga to even like Krav Maga, which is this Israeli self-defense course where I was just beating all of my anger out as much as I could. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, I just realized that I had gotten to a place where I could survive. So I wasn't binging and purging every day anymore. You know, I was okay in my life, but I wasn't thriving. And to get to that point where I could thrive, I really had to focus on the things that brought me joy. And so that's where like everything that you're doing is so incredible, because, you know, that's what you really expound upon. And we weren't really taught in our therapy to look at the joy. We were just taught to like figure out where this pain was coming from. And so in order for me to thrive, I was lucky enough to be around people who were really passionate about the things that they were doing. So they love surfing, they love rock climbing, you know, whatever it was. And just seeing that passion really evoked that feeling within me to find it within myself. So, you know, I became a yoga teacher, I became a Reiki practitioner, which is energy healing, and then just kept following that path. So that's kind of how it happened.
So your healing had two parts. You had to learn to let go of the pain and then learn how to find the things that made you really, really happy.
Yeah.
Would that be right?
Yeah. And it's not easy when you've forgotten that for a long time. Like, I often say that, you know, I kind of lost a decade of my life to my eating disorder because I was so obsessed with how my body looked and counting calories and all of that, that I had no idea what brought me happiness. If you asked me what my favorite color was or anything like that, I couldn't tell you. So it was really kind of this just trying new things, just really finding a support network of friends who supported me in that endeavor. And I was really open and honest with the people in my life too, from my own family to, you know, everybody else who was close to me about my eating disorder. And in fact, I wrote about it a lot, and I had a blog about it at the time when I was living in Shanghai that really kind of documented this whole journey. And I had so many people reaching out to me, thanking me for being so honest and open about what I was going through, because they were going through it too. They just didn't have any outlet for that. And so I do that a lot with the mamas that I work with now. I really encourage this real, raw, honest sharing in order for us to really know that we don't have to carry this guilt and shame around. We can really know that we're human and everybody else is human. And so how can we empower one another to thrive?
So how do you recommend, if someone has guilt and shame or some control issue or some unresolved pain, how do you encourage them to let that go?
You know, this is going to just be really tough, because it was really tough for me when I was first told about this, but you really have to feel it to heal it. And so, you know, I think that a lot of times, let's say you go to a yoga class, you know, and the yoga teacher's telling you to really focus on feeling good, you know, really focus on letting go of the stress. And there's this whole culture that we've created of needing to be happy all the time. But the only way to get to that genuinely happy place is if you allow all the shadow side things to exist with it. So I always remember that one of the things that kept giving me hope was that because I had experienced such a depth of pain, I knew that I also had the capacity to really feel that joy, to feel like more joy than I could imagine, because, you know, I was a really sensitive person, and I believe in balance. I believe in all of that. And, you know, since having my daughter and all of that, it's totally true. You could never, if you had told me that my life would look like the way that it does now versus when I was at the lowest point in my life, I would have never believed you and walked away from you. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I love it. So if someone's, you know, at that place, what advice would you give to them so that they can kind of begin their journey to happiness too?
You know, I think that it's so much about finding your own path. So, we are often shown that, you know, enlightenment, let's say, or whatever it is, looks this way. Meditation looks this way. Yoga practice looks this way. And each person is unique. And when I was an editor at this Live Conscious Music and Events website, I remember interviewing someone who said that for every single person in this planet, they have their own unique path towards enlightenment. So you have your own unique path to joy. Someone else has theirs. And it's really about allowing yourself to explore that. So, you know, whether for you it looks like therapy or a spiritual practice or, you know, just getting out into nature, whatever it is, to find what brings you that light again. And as you start to practice that and to really experience those feelings to counterbalance everything else, all the pain and all the hurt, you know, you start to create that muscle memory, you start to create that mind memory, and then we can start moving from there. So I really invite like open exploration, just trying everything. You never know what's going to work, and something that might work at one point in your life might not work at another. So just going back to that questions, I guess, that I brought up at the beginning.
Yeah, this goes right with that quote you shared. Mm-hmm. When something goes wrong in your life, just yell plot twist. But mm-hmm. I think even to add to that, so often we live with these shoulds. Mm-hmm. You should, when you have children, you should settle down. And that's why I love what you're doing, because you're finding your own path. You're exploring van living, moving yeah. down to Austin maybe next,
yeah.
wherever you feel called. I think that's beautiful and brilliant. And you've obviously been able to let go of the shoulds
yeah.
and follow your path and look at the happiness you've found by doing so. So I think your advice is amazing.
Thank you. I mean, it's about like taking risks, you know, and like seeing what happens. Like, and what I think is interesting too is that when we were living on island, my husband and I went to go see a couples counselor, because as most new parents know, your relationship tends to suffer. And for us, we had this romantic whirlwind story. And then, you know, we really had to face the reality of everything. And so our couples therapist actually told us, I don't know if I can work with you guys. I'm not really sure, like, if I can help you. And so my husband actually looked at him and said, are you dumping us? And so, you know, like, we had to find our own way to figure out how we were going to make our relationship work. And so it's not always pretty. And I know that on the outside, we're often comparing our insides based on someone else's outsides, especially with the prevalence of social media. And, you know, like, it takes work just for everything that like has meaning and value in life. Like, it does take like devotion and dedication. So yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so what's exciting you about life today? How are you living vibrantly? I mean, it's obvious already, but if you wanted to put it into words.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely my daughter. We named her Wilder Love Fox. And at first, Wilder came from our love of nature. And then the Wilder Love part, the love came about during labor. We did a natural childbirth at home, and my husband said something about love. And I said, yeah, that would make a good name. He's like, sure, it would. And after I gave birth, I asked him, like, did you still want to have that as her middle name? And he's like, I didn't say that. I'm like, what? Yes, you did. And so she absolutely invites us to truly love more wildly. We've had to grow beyond what we thought we were capable of within ourselves, within our relationship, and just building a family in order to do that. And so, you know, I think that when I work with the mamas that I talk to now, it's easy to have unconditional love for your child. It's, when I say easy, I don't mean like, you know, you're always going to be happy with them. There's going to be really challenging moments, but you have that ability to grow your heart bigger than you thought possible. And so I really invite people to take that love that you know is possible, because you can have that for your child, and really shine it a bit on yourself, like as a mama, to do that. And so what makes me super vibrant and happy today is really being able to empower other women to do that. I'm especially passionate about helping women with like body image stuff, and really being able to see their bodies in a different light, and just to live your ideal life, because, you know, finding your identity aside from just being a mama is super important, as much as you love your child. And so just really helping women tap into their own light, so that as they shine, they also illuminate that path for others in their tribe.
I so agree. I think so many women believe that once they become a mom, they have to give everything to their children. Mm-hmm. And that's, again, a should mm-hmm. that we get from society. But the happiest women I've met find what brings them passion, what excites them, what they feel called to do, and doing it side by side as mm-hmm. a mother.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously you're really happy, but I tell people that I work with, the greatest gift you can give your family is your own happiness. And mm-hmm. and some people are shocked to think that through, but it's really true. So yeah, I love that. Wilder Love Fox. That's perfect.
Thank you. And I love that you keep coming back to the shoulds, because a long time ago, someone told me like, stop shooting all over yourself. And I was like, that's such a good way to put it.
I love that. Ooh, boy, stop shooting all over yourself. Oh, I love it. So what is something you're currently struggling with, if anything?
You know, my husband and I have this really great balance, because I'm, you know, very, very sensitive by nature. And so sometimes I really get in my thoughts, and I can really worry about this or that or the other thing. And so he often represents like the more logical, rational side of things. And we balance each other out, because I get to show the whole spectrum of emotions, and then he gets to like help pull me out when I'm getting too deep into myself. And I feel like that's a really valuable thing for my daughter to see too, is that you can have that whole broad spectrum of emotions. You don't have to just be happy all the time, or, you know, you don't have to be worried all the time. And so I think right now, one of my biggest struggles is simply learning how to not take things personally in building a business. My business coach had said, it's like giving birth, you know what that's like. And so I think that building a business is definitely the most valuable personal development course you could ever take. So there's a lot of areas that I get to explore right now of, you know, not taking things personally, learning how to set healthy boundaries, you know, really getting out of my head when I'm too in it. So those are some things that I work with.
So learning not to take things personally. Oh, we all can work on that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Judy, let's talk about some of your favorite things. What is a habit that contributes to your success?
I think, like I just mentioned, it's balance. It's really, you know, remembering why I'm working so hard is to be able to spend this time with my family, and that I tend to be by nature one of those people who likes to work a lot. I really like to be creative. I really like to build things. And putting in those breaks and really turning off the phone, you know, not being distracted is so valuable in replenishing yourself, so you can have fresh perspective, you can come back at it renewed. So I think balance is a really favorite personal habit that I'm working on right now.
Okay, and a favorite easy meal that you enjoy?
Well, I'm really lucky because my husband loves to cook. So because we switched roles. So now I'm the one who's predominantly working full time, and he's the one who's staying with our daughter full time. His favorite easy meal is roasting a chicken and then making like a quick side of veggies.
Perfect. And your favorite kitchen gadget, or his?
Well, mine, every morning, I have this little personal, the brand is Bodum. It's like a personal French press, and it's one in those stainless steel cups. And so every morning, like, I make that, and that's like my ritual that I love, because I love coffee.
So I'm not a coffee drinker. Explain that a little more then. What's happening you're doing?
So like, the traditional French press is like one of those glass carafes with the thing that you press down once you put the grinds in. And this is like one of those stainless steel mugs that you would find at like a coffee shop. It's like a to-go cup basically, but it's got the little French press built in. So I just pour the grinds in the cup, and then pour the hot water in, and then press the lid down. So I get to like
Wow. Chop
my coffee.
That's clever. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Never heard of such a thing. Well, and a favorite book.
Well, I love to listen to audiobooks because I'm a busy mama, so that allows me to have my hands free while my brain is also getting nourished. But, you know, out of all the collection of the things that I'm reading right now, I'd say that Creating Money by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer is a great book, especially for women. I feel like it's written in such a pleasing way. There's affirmations scattered throughout it. There's some exercises at the end of every chapter. And what I like to do is every morning, I just hold the book in my hands, ask what message I need today, and I flip to a random page, and it always ends up being the thing that I need in that moment. So I feel like a lot of us really struggle, or an area that would be really beneficial to practice is working on our mindset. So this Creating Money, Attracting Abundance is a really great book.
Oh, Creating Money, Attracting Abundance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And the best advice you've ever received?
Well, a business coach recently said to me that the only thing that will ever hold you back from success in life is your own fear. That's it, just your own fear. And it really helped me feel like all of those other obstacles were superfluous, because it brought me back to my power and knowing that, you know, I have the power within me to drive and propel my life forward, to find my greatest joys. And then also, again, in balance, I have the ability to kind of hold myself back. So just knowing that and just being aware of it has really helped me kind of check in all the time. Like, is this actually true? Is this just me and my fears? How can I move past this? So I think that that's been a great foundational component to move forward with.
Great, great. And so I want to tell our listeners they can find links to everything you've been talking about, including the book and the French press cup.
Yeah.
On our show notes page at jenrideay.com/35. And now, Judy, share with us your happiness formula.
I am happiest when I am being creative, kind, and generous, moving my body in nature, and loving on my family.
Okay. I love that. Thanks. And let's have a final challenge from you to our listeners, where we can find you, and then we'll say goodbye.
Yeah. So you can find me at meditationsformamas.com, and mamas is spelled M-A-M-A-S. And the challenge that I would give your listeners is to really observe the self-talk that you might have without judgment. Just notice the things that you're saying to yourself and the perceptions that you're carrying in the world, because whatever is your inner voice, if you're a mama, tends to become the inner voice for your child. And all of their core beliefs are being set up between the ages of 0 to 6. There's some really awesome science that shows everything from in utero beyond. And so it's a really great opportunity to start asking yourself, like, what core beliefs would I like my child to have for life? And I just recently read this thing by Deepak Chopra where he says that there's 6 trillion reactions that we have occurring in our bodies and in our psyches at any given point in time, and that there's this infinite organizing force. So all of those 6 trillion things are working to get you to thrive. And so if you change just one thought pattern, one recurring thought that you might have, everything else organizes around it. And so it can be a really powerful way to move forward in your life, just thinking that if I just change one thought, what a profound impact that can have.
Okay, so observe your thoughts without judgment. And Judy, thank you. Thank you so much for being on the show. And I wish you well on your journey to Austin and beyond.
Thank you. Have a lovely time and enjoy finding happiness to everyone.
Thank you so much for joining Judy and me today. I loved Judy's story about how we have to feel it to heal it. And I want to share a product I have available with you today. It's called the Emotional Detox Guided Meditation Bundle. This bundle, the Emotional Detox Guided Meditation, will walk you through the process of letting go of past emotional hurts and baggage. Everyone who's done the meditations reports feeling so much lighter, so much more joyous because they've let go of these problems and hurts and pains that they've hung on to for so long. If you would like to get your own copy, you can go to jenriday.com/detox. Again, that's called the Emotional Detox Guided Meditation, and you can get your copy at jenriday.com/detox. Be sure to join me next time when I talk with Andrea Wenberg, and she shares her story of a very traumatic birth experience and how it really hurt her marriage with her spouse. She began a journey that went very low, but she learned something in that low point, and that is that she is already loved. Knowing that made all the difference in her marriage and in her own happiness. I know you're going to love that episode because we all need to learn to love ourselves. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, don't forget to get your copy of the Emotional Detox Guided Meditation Bundle at jenriday.com/detox. Make it a great week, ladies. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women Podcast at www.jenriday.com.